Residents of Rittenhouse Square, one of Philadelphia's wealthiest neighborhoods, are raising thousands of dollars with hopes of helping the homeless who gather in the public park outside their doors. Details from WHYY's Aaron Mozell.
Ashley Cotman and Sharika Morgan could probably walk Rittenhouse Square blindfolded. The pair has been strolling the popular park and the blocks of high-end real estate around it for weeks. Not for exercise, but to offer help to the homeless who routinely sit and sleep on benches in the square and the surrounding corners.
Today is kind of empty.
Cotman and Morgan are outreach workers with Mental Health Partnerships, an organization that provides a variety of services to homeless people, particularly those struggling with mental illness and drug addictions. 5 days a week, they hit the streets to offer people in and around Rittenhouse the opportunity to grab a meal, a hot shower, even a washing machine to do laundry. Cotman says it takes time and a lot of patience to get people to come to New Life, the organization's drop-in center in West Philly.
We just make it clear that we're just trying to feed you and get you a shower, and that's it. And after they keep seeing our faces and we're saying the same thing, then eventually they'll come with us.
Initially, Cotman and Morgan's positions were only funded through the end of the month. Now, thanks to more than $100,000 of private donations to their organization, they'll at least work through the winter, a critical time for helping the homeless. The money is also going towards transportation costs and housing assistance. Rittenhouse resident Tracy Blumenfeld helped launch the fundraising effort.
I've only lived on the square about 6 years, and there were dramatic changes happening here, like visible and dramatic changes in terms of the number of homeless people. And, you know, it's just discouraging to walk out into the square in the morning and see people lying on a bench in the backdrop of kids playing, you know, on statues and stuff.
The fundraising got underway as Philly's homeless population was on the rise, and Rittenhouse Square became headline news. First for a high-profile shooting in the park, robbers shot a biker who tried to stop them, then for a short-lived ban on sitting on a ring of low-slung interior walls imposed by the city after neighbors complained they promoted loitering and drug use. At the time, some critics said that Rittenhouse's wealthy neighbors were cloaking exclusion and public safety. Blumenfeld insists the fundraising is only motivated by goodwill. William Smith has been homeless off and on for the better part of a decade.
Some people call me Will, but if I was the Will Smith in Hollywood, I'd buy this park and everybody in it. They all have a home.
Rittenhouse Square is always Smith's home base when he's living on the streets. He says he doesn't always need help, but he appreciates being asked because he knows there will be a day when he'll want it.
It makes me almost want to cry because I know God loves me. But these young ladies don't even know me, but they always come and ask me.
Since August, outreach workers have helped roughly 20 homeless people head to Mental Health Partnerships Drop-In Center for services. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.